Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But the mayor of the city, 100% are in favor of him and his decision to give Eagles fans a chance to go back to the lake. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Angelo. I'm a stable genius.
All right, let's start with this, Mr. Mayor. Take us into the decision process that you use to decide to let some people get back into the link.
Well, everything that we've done through the course of the pandemic is based on science and medicine, not on emotion or politics. Dr. Farley and the health department here in Philadelphia has done a terrific job in keeping us on the straight and narrow and keeping our case counts down and keeping our death-related cases down. Actually, what spurred this was the governor's announcement that he was loosening some of the caps on outdoor and indoor gatherings, which kind of made us focus on what we needed to do, both the link at Wells Fargo, and not only that, just all the other venues, indoor and outdoor venues throughout the around the city. Outdoor venues are much easier, much safer to deal with. That's why the number 7,500 is a doable number at the link. We have more problems with indoor venues because the air circulates around and re-enters the room, and people are closer together. So we have confidence that the Eagles organization can set up the system, and they have shown us their plans to get people into the building safely, seated safely, and make sure that people wear masks. So we're happy that everything's starting to come in the right direction.
As someone who goes yourself, Mr. Mayor, why is this important to get some fans back into the building?
I mean, we've been so abnormal for the last 8-9 months. I mean, everything's been up in the air, and people's lives are thrown upside down. People are out of work. People have been furloughed. People are working from home. They're teaching their kids from home. So nothing's been the way it used to be. And, you know, the way it used to be was, you know, you get up on a – you're down at the parking lot at the link by – 10, 11 o'clock, and you know, tailgate with friends, and then you go into the game and cheer the team on, and it's kind of normal. It's what life was. So hopefully at some point in time, if we do things right by next year or so, maybe we can get back to where we were.
You're describing an experience you had many times yourself. Are you going to go Sunday?
Nope, because somebody will take my picture. It'll wind up on social media, and then and I can't go eat a meal in Maryland without somebody having a CIA problem.
But wouldn't it be a good idea if the mayor was there to make sure everybody was following the rules?
No, then they'll boo me instead of the bird.
You are right.
All right, but
that.
It's going to, I mean, you bet. You go to every game, right, Jim? You go to every one.
Every game I can, yes.
So is it going to, like, kill you to watch fans in the link and you not be there?
No, you know, I have this up and down argument with myself that, you know, It's important to try to get back to normal, but it's also important to be safe and not get sick. And I have a nice big screen TV and a lot of food in the refrigerator, and I watch the replays, and I can enjoy the game from home just as much.
All right. One other thing. Could you give me your thoughts on the current state of the Eagles at 1-3-1? What are you feeling about the team?
Well, it's certainly disappointing. It's kind of weird to be in second place at 1-3-1, but that's the NFC East. I am not one to criticize professional athletes or professional coaches because I'm not one and I couldn't even step on the field on my best day. I do get disappointed when I see, you know, bonehead plays and things happen that are frustrating. But I just think that this is a talented team and we'll work our way back in the mix.
I would love your views, Jim, about the overall what we're facing in the next few months with this pandemic. What do you see right ahead for us?
Well, I do think that, the leadership out of the White House or lack of leadership out of the White House has been real problematic. When you stand on the Truman balcony, rip off your mask and look like you're trying to breathe air through a straw, just to show how tough you are, is not a good signal for the rest of the country to do the things necessary to keep us safe. We must be disciplined. We must wear masks. We must stay socially distant. You know, we can't have big parties and you know, indoor spaces. And I just don't think that we've gotten guidance, or the country's gotten guidance from the president the way we should have. We have, do have people like Dr. Fauci and others that speak sense and common sense and medical sense. But I'm just disappointed in the fact that this the White House did not embrace this the way they should have and given people the right direction.
Does it underscore in your mind the importance of everybody to vote before November 3rd, if not on November 3rd, Mr. Mayor?
Well, despite Trump, I think that everybody should vote every election.
Right.
I mean, I'm 62 years old. I've never missed an election in my life, even voted from a voted absentee from a hospital bed 10 years ago. So, I mean, I think that people take for granted the rights that they have. They were hard fought and hard won by people who fought in wars and marched in the streets for the right to vote. And I think that we take it for granted. I think this year, this election, you're going to find out that a large number of people are actually voting by mail, voting in person, early voting. And as Maximus said to Commodus, the days of honoring yourself are coming to an end.
Wow, that's strong. Mr. Mayor, I'm very curious. You've been in politics a long time. Biggest challenge you ever faced, what you're dealing with right now with the pandemic?
This has been horrible. But you know what? My biggest challenge is frustration and stress and working. But think about the ICU nurse or the ICU doctor that's been at this now for 9 months nonstop. Teachers who are trying to keep their classes together from home. Firefighters, first responders, police officers who have to go to work every day, and regular people who go to work in supermarkets and the bank and everywhere else who are facing this, but they go to work and they don't complain. And I think that every time I get frustrated with my job, I think of how difficult it is to be one of those folks, and appreciate all of their efforts on behalf of all of us.
Jim, if you had known what was coming before the election, would you have run anyway?
I'm not answering that question.
I thought I might get you on that one.
And by the way, Jim yeah. does not go nuts. I go yeah. nuts like when we watch yeah. games at
He's
the
He's not
link.
That demonstrative.
I'm the one who complains right. vociferously.
Well, I agree with you, Mr. Mayor.
And he's very profane, by the way.
I believe me, I know that. But I agree with you. I am in no position to criticize athletes or politicians. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah. What?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Thanks. On behalf of all the fans, thanks for giving him a shot at seeing the Eagles up close this year. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and go Birds.
All right, there you go. Mayor Jim Kenney, Al, he has – I wouldn't – the way he didn't answer the last question, would you have wanted to be the mayor of a city in America during this?
No.
Oh, my God, Al. No. You don't sign up for this.
No, you've got all the people that are right. restaurants, all businesses.
But the one thing that I'm saying, like, Rhea, you are not going or you are going. What are you doing?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet.
Well, I don't have a ticket right
for
now.
For people that don't, that go every game, season ticket holders going back 10, 20, yeah. 30 years, if you are not going, either because you already opted out or because you are not going to be one of the people that win the lottery, that's going to be tough. You're going to be watching a game from home for the first time in years.
I would have missed one game in 25 years, and that's because, Clark was born. So it will
be weird. I'm going to warn you now, Rhea. Yeah. When you watch it, a home game at home, you may like it better. You may like it better.
I could walk there.
I need more calls. Lewis, Tim, and Mark coming up after Jason. But I need more calls from people who are trying to get tickets to go to the game. You just heard from the mayor, and before that, the president. By the way, they took shots at each other.
The president had a bad phone.
What's that?
The president had a bad phone.
Which is troubling to me because he's calling from this building.
I know.
In fact, during
well,
the
you're
break,
not surprised at
during
that?
The break, I'm going to have a little conversation. I got a bad line. I can see him, but I got a bad line.
Is that bizarre?
It's what I said to you before. Joe Conklin is in a new movie, and he has a director. And that director, I guarantee you, he didn't listen to one thing she said. She will be on in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about how uncoachable that man is.
That's not his fault.
All right, anyway, Lewis is out of line. Hi, Lewis.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Jim Schwartz, are you impressed, Lou?
Nah, that man has to go. I think he's worse than Dan Quinn. He's just bad.
All right, just tell me something. Who is he trying to convince of this stuff, Lou, when we can look it up? When he says, no, we made a major commitment to linebacker, and you find out they spent less money at linebacker right now on the payroll than all 31 other teams. He doesn't think we're going to look that up?
Yeah, he's definitely not convincing us. Or maybe he's trying to convince himself in the mirror, tells himself he's a good person, but it's obviously not working.
All right, I'm with you, Lou, 100% with you. So you would like to see him leave at the end of the year?
Honestly, I would rather him leave right now, to be honest. I think we have a better chance with Al coaching the team than Jim Schwartz.
Oh, yeah.
Al, are you available if they need you?
I'll come in. No worries.
Al will do it. Sounds good. Lou, give me somebody who beat the virus.
I'm going to go with Rudy Gobert's best friend, Donovan Mitchell.
There it is, Donovan Mitchell. In fact, Gobert gave it to Mitchell. I can confirm that, Al.
Another winner, Wawa gift basket. Oh, I love that. Great stuff. Got to have a Wawa.
All right, we got 6 prizes left. Al, have you been keeping track of who's been picked?
Yeah.
All right, good. Name the people that have been named so far with the COVID.
Tom Hanks.
Trump.
Trump.
Idris Elba.
You're faking this.
Yeah, he is. I'm helping him.
Yeah, Lane Johnson.
Doug Peterson.
Prince Charles was named.
Do you need a pen?
I have a pen.
Well, why weren't you writing it down?
I was.
Yeah, usually we don't, take don't too much to track that. Of the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't keep track
of
the wheel?
No. Al,
we just say yes to everybody?
You usually do.
Because then you just...
Yeah, you
then the other 6 prizes, somebody's going to get them no matter what.
I'm pretty sure Lane Johnson was said twice, and we were all just like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't follow rules.
I follow rules I'm doing it. I assigned it to you today. You got a pen, just circle the name. We got them all. On the line, ladies and gentlemen, is our exalted leader, Jason from the Dirty 30. Hi, Jason.
Morning, Angelo. Morning, team.
All right, Jason. They're going to let some fans in. Would you like to be there yourself?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
Talk to me. Tell me what's going on. Why not?
I have a bad immune system, so I would get, sick if I'm around people that have, could get it.
All right, so are you, super careful because of that situation in your everyday life?
I'm careful, yeah.
Do you wear a mask all the time?
I wear a mask when I'm out, at restaurants.
All right, when you're watching the games, aren't you with people?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
But I wear a mask.
Right? Right, but these people are people you're with all the time?
Right.
Do you wear a mask then?
Yes.
Well, there you have it. He's wearing a mask then. Yeah. All right, Jason, do you think that 7,500 fans can help the Eagles on Sunday?
I think so. I think that we have a chance to win. Why not?
I'm going to tell you something right now. Jason, you sound as depressed as I've ever heard you on the show. You sound like you're on Valium or something. What's going on? You seem very down.
There's a lot going on right now. I just lost my job after 21 years.
I didn't know that.
Stuff going on.
Oh, so you're just kind of depressed right now.
Yeah, and watching the Eagles mess up like they've been doing hasn't helped.
Wow. All right. Well, I hope they'll listen.
Why they can't make adjustments. If they would have just found a way to stop Claypool, we would have been okay. You scored 4 touchdowns on us.
Right. I got you, Jason. I'm sorry. I didn't know about the job, and I hope things get better for you real soon. And maybe we could start by beating the Ravens on Sunday. That would be
great.
That would help you, right, Jace? Hang in there, my friend. Be well.
Thanks.
Wow. These things nowadays, Al. This is what I've learned about the pandemic period. Things that some people are just having really bad time.
That's why, you yell at me, but you got to open things up because the depression and everything, the people losing their jobs.
It's just killing people.
Literally killing people.
Yeah, I don't know. A weird thing happened to me yesterday. My granddaughter went to school for the first time.
Yep.
And there's 4 other little 2-year-olds in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing me video. mm-hmm. and then she comes into my house mm-hmm. and she wants to hug me.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Well, you put a mask on, hug her, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know what to do.
The schooling thing is heartbreaking to watch your kids not be able to play with their friends.
100%.
I mean, it's just 100%. It's brutal.
I listen, to lighten the mood when we come back, I'm going to let you hear a clip from Joe Conklin's new movie.
Oh, no.
The name
of the movie. What's the movie about?
And the name of the movie is Snow Babies.
Yeah.
And in these troubled times, Joe Conklin, a lifelong comic, is playing a sales manager. It's a serious role about heroin addiction.
Oh, we're going to lighten the mood. That's good.
Snow Babies. And you will hear, Joe, I will provide no commentary on whether it sounds like Joe might be overacting. I'm not going to do that. I'll let you judge Joe's performance. The director will come on a little while and explain how he did not take her instructions any more than he's taken ours. This should be a ton of fun coming up to lighten the mood. You know how that goes. And later in this hour, the president of the Eagles, Don Smolenski, is coming on to tell us exactly how you can go. Now, I got Kenny from the Dirty 30, Tim, Mark, TR. You guys are coming up. I got room for you out there. Just call 215-592-9494. If you would like to win a prize, just name somebody who has beaten the COVID virus. WIP Sports Time is 8:15.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.